Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We thank you for being with us this evening. We appreciate the fact that you're giving up part of your, at least part of your Thursday night to be with us. And let me assure you that at the appropriate time, everyone will be given the opportunity to speak, subject to the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, for those of you who are not frequent attenders here at Planning and Zoning, I would like to direct your attention to our counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about how we conduct our meetings and how we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. As stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998 and subsequently amended. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. All persons present are invited to stay throughout the commission's meetings to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything to distract from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device, we ask that you take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or the applicant's presentation, or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct its question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you.